This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Whether it's for weddings, festivals, or religious ceremonies, gold is extremely popular in India. It's thought that about 20,000 tons are stashed away in homes, businesses, and temple vaults. Now the Indian government is offering incentives to get some of that gold back into the economy. From southern India, here is Shilpa Kanan with our partners at the BBC.
Tirumala Tirupati, one of India's holiest Hindu shrines. The temple's collection boxes have amassed billions of dollars worth of cash, jewelry, and gold. Now the government is trying to get more of this gold into banks. Wealthy Hindu temples are crucial to India's plans of tapping into privately held gold. The government has launched the gold monetization scheme for this. Tirupati is one of the first temples to sign up. It gets interest payments on the gold it hands over. Samba Shiva Rao is the executive officer in charge of the temple trust.
We need to store it in a safe, secure condition. Instead of keeping it in our treasury, this scheme helps us to earn interest.
The gold collected from temple trusts and individuals is brought by banks into refineries. And this, where I am, is the biggest refinery in the country. After it's melted down, the gold is then loaned to jewelers, reducing what they need to bring in from abroad. But most of India's gold is not in temples, but people's homes in the form of jewelry. So is this where the scheme needs to focus?
It was designed for the households. So if you look at the minimum deposit, it's as low as 30 grams of gold. And that is household gold.
Rajesh Khosla is the managing director of MMTC PAMP, the refinery that is taking the gold deposits under the monetization scheme.
The housewife trusts the bank. So once she knows that, yes, this is something I can do with my gold jewelry that I'm no longer wearing, give it to the bank, put it in a deposit and earn interest on it. So banks need to popularize the scheme.
At Delhi's popular jewelry market, there are large crowds at most shops. But it's exactly because gold is so popular that it's proving hard to tempt Indians to hand it over. Gold has always been seen as a way to store wealth, and it shows no sign of losing its shine.
The BBC's Shilpa Kanan.